Ba-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with...
Thompson!
Thank you, Thompson, courtesy of the organic echo effect. Echo, 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 echo.
Echo!
A big hug for Daddy's arm. All right, Thompson, good morning. Hey, you know what? It's been a little while since we did anything. It's been since we did the Raven. We've been both been sick, and there's been just holiday madness and all that. So what holiday is coming up, Thompson?
Christmas Eve!
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And what are you going to get for people? You're getting presents for Mommy and Daddy at least, right?
But Daddy could be Santa Claus.
Well, Daddy has been Santa Claus before, but what are you getting for other people?
Remember the last Christmas time when Mama was Santa Claus?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Could you just get out of this world?
So, I'm drinking a cup of Pete's coffee with Clover Sorrento Organic, half and half, and some vegan cane sugar today. We've switched up from the Turbinado, and this is from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi.
So, yeah. Thompson, see, the point of Christmas is... Well, it's Jesus' birthday. Well, at least it's the day they've picked to represent the birthday. And it's Christian religious holiday. Pretty much the biggest Christian religious holiday. We already went through Hanukkah, which is the 7 days long Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
Celebrating the miracle of the temple oil. I'd happened back in November, so really, the docket is cleared for a full Christmas spectacular. So we'll be going to church on Sunday. On Christmas Eve, I think we're going. Are we going Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve? Well, anyways, we're going to church.
Yeah, right.
Pardon me, listeners. Respiratory issue. So, Thompson, but the main thing is, the reason that you give gifts at Christmas is because Jesus gave his life for the sins of the world. So says the Christian religion. So,
Jesus?
And
who's Jesus?
Jesus is the Son of God, who came down from heaven and died for our sins, and after 3 days was resurrected up to sit at the right hand of his Father. Well, anyways... According to the Christian religion. So, the other reason that you give presents at Christmas is because of the story of Christmas, where 3 wise men and 3 shepherds come from a long way off to introduce themselves and to the new baby Jesus. So, the little baby Jesus. Born in a manger, because there was no room at the inn. And his parents, Mary and Joseph, are having him, you know, he's being born. And out of the night come these 3 wise men bearing gifts and these 3 shepherds bearing gifts. And check it out. This is what is on an Advent calendar. And that's what the Advent calendar is. Day by day, it reveals the story of Christmas according to the Christian religion. So, or the Christian Bible, whichever you prefer. Do you want to open number 19 of the Advent calendar here that we have and read it to the people on the air?
Oh, wait, the 19th. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east, Manoa.
Matthew 2:1. Excellent. Yes, those are the guys I was just saying about. The wise men come from the east, following a star, and and locate this kid in a manger. Venus? It could have been Venus. It could have been his planet.
Look,
yeah.
Look at that big strike.
Galaxy. Yeah, that's the big star they were following. That's also part of the miracle, because navigating to a fixed point on the Earth from a celestial body is almost impossible. It's really hard, anyway. No. Don't open anything that's not... Did you already open this?
Yes.
Alright, you're not supposed to open anything except... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Hey, wow, we only have 5 more days until Christmas. Until Christmas Eve, anyway.
Really?
5 more days, dude.
Really?
Thompson also has a respiratory issue.
But I also have a yoga dog calendar. Yeah.
But that's for next year. That's when the year starts. We have the yoga dog calendar. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Angela.
So what do you
think? Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Angela.
So what do you think about Christmas in general? Do you like Christmas?
Yeah, but you know what I don't love Christmas? I really like Santa a lot, because Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's going to bring us lots of presents.
Well, Santa Claus is a mythical figure who, he's a special guy. He lives forever, as long as you believe in him. It's a really interesting thing. And Santa Claus was patterned after a bunch of different figures. The Santa Claus that you know was a sort of an amalgamation of a bunch of figures. One of whom was a Turk. One of whom is a crazy trickster from Austria. One's a Nordic Finnish guy who wore, that's where the reindeer come in. He lives up in the Arctic.
North Pole! He lives up in the North... He lives up in the North Pole!
Yes, the North Pole is in the Arctic.
Arctic?
Yeah, it's called the Arctic. It's the region at the very top of the world. So, yeah, he cruises around and does good things for people. And yet another admirable role model. Very generous, very giving...